KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
All right. Well, if you missed our last segment, ladies, I want to rewind a little bit and make sure you know that Sheology is looking for you to show up at the next Bible study they have scheduled. It starts July 11th. That's 2 weeks from today. And it'll be at the Calvary Church on Osuna in the Hub. And although online, it does say it's 6:30 to 8:30, which is right. But you can get out there as early as 5:30 for the DIY, the food trucks, and so much more. But this study is Waves of Revival, a study in the book of Jonah. And also remember, there's opportunity for you to invite someone to come out to that. If you have children, they're going to be part of it. You want to go online to Sheology.com and pre-register those kids, because that does fill up. They want to make sure they have the people they need to assist in watching the kids, so you can enjoy time in the Word of God with the ladies at Sheology. And more ladies, it's Ladies Day. Tuesday's Ladies Day, I guess.
I was going to sing a song, but I don't know whether it was appropriate.
Cool in the Gang. Were you going to go? Were you going to go there?
That's the one.
Yeah. I got my start DJing at roller rinks, so I played often.
Gotcha.
The ladies are here from CareNet Pregnancy Center. Is it the Gonzalez twins?
That's right. The Gonzalez twins.
That's right. Arnie and Danny.
There you go. Paula Gonzalez is here, and Paula is the director.
Executive director
of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Virginia Gonzalez, Client Services Director. I had that messed up, but I asked her before the show.
That's okay. You had it all right, just in the wrong order.
That's right. But you're having a busy week.
Yes, we are. We are so excited because Calvary is doing Love Week, and we're one of the ministries that your team...
Compadres
are coming over and helping us paint our newest administration location.
You know, I used to work in a paint store.
Is that right?
Yeah, I did.
Where were you this morning?
I was here. I was here getting ready for Freedom Celebration. I know, you know, all about the... Oh, yeah, that's not going to stay on there if you put it on that way, you know. But I'm sure they're doing a great job.
Yes.
Through osmosis, just being near me, they... They are probably doing a great job.
We're so thankful.
What color are the walls?
They're plain.
Okay. They're like a Navajo
right
white.
Now, yeah, they're a nice cream whitish color.
Yeah.
And then we have some trimming to do that's a different color.
All
very
right.
Fresh, very clean, very professional and soothing.
Yeah. Well, some things have changed. You said the admin has moved.
So, yes, our administration office was located on Wyoming and Spain, and now we're located at 3701 Paseo del Norte.
Okay.
So we're right next to General Mills, and our sign is on the building, so you'll be able to see it from Paseo.
Okay, and that's administrative.
Yes, so now the other side of the other part, the other half of the building, it's in the middle of built out, and we will not be moving, relocating the center, the current center that's located on Candelaria and
Eubank,
till late fall.
Okay. All right. But more space?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have acquired 10,000 square feet. The center will be 5,000 square feet, and the administration office is 5,000 square feet.
But not the only CareNet Pregnancy Center of Albuquerque.
No.
Well, centers of Albuquerque.
Yes.
And when we say Albuquerque, we mean the location you were just talking about. And then also in Edgewood, that one at 21 Main Street in Edgewood. Rio Rancho is Monterey? Okay. You're making it easy. It's on Main Street in Los Lunas, too. And then the South Valley location. Now, that's kind of a newer location. When did that open?
That one opened back in February of this year.
Okay.
February
6th?
Yes, this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah. Are we still in 2023?
All right. And it sounds like they really hit the ground
running. They are super busy right now. There's a lot of activity. They're only open twice a week, 9 to 2, Mondays and Wednesdays. Wednesdays, we use our medical mobile unit to do the medical services because it is a satellite campus, satellite location, where the medical services are done on the medical mobile unit.
Oh, okay. Is that a permanent thing? Or
We're trying it out for a year and see if that's, you know, if the need is great, then God will then call us to the next level of making that center a medical CareNet center, pregnancy center. But for right now, we're just trying out, see if the need is there, and it is there. So we are seeing a lot of activity, especially on Wednesdays for the medical services, which
okay.
is great.
So on Wednesdays, the medical mobile unit is going to be, it's at the South
it
Valley
is
location.
There. Correct.
Okay. So you kind of have like 5.5 locations.
We sure do. Mm-hmm. We have 6 locations because the medical mobile
well,
unit,
that's what I'm saying.
It's its own.
Okay. It's full. It's full on. But it does spend a couple days at South Valley location. But,
yes.
And does that kind of go set up pretty much anywhere?
Yes. Yeah, so we actually go around town and park at different churches that are nearby the center just in case the center needs support. We're about maybe 3 to 5 minutes away from each center. So they have a full calendar of rotating where they go. We also go to the late term abortion clinic and the Alamo abortion facility.
Okay. Now, before we talk, I want to touch on Freedom Celebration.
Yes.
With your involvement. Before we go there, though, I really want to talk more about the services.
Yes.
Because hopefully someone's listening who knows someone or they themselves need the services. And then once they know they need the service, they'll know where to find you if they're going out to Freedom Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the website, it's very easy to follow, which, by the way, the website, it's very easy to navigate. It's had some great information.
Thank you.
I learned something today, and I'll get to that in a little bit. Services, pregnancy testing. Okay. How important is pregnancy testing?
Well, we want to make sure we confirm the pregnancy.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And that actually falls under some of the other things as far as things really to watch for.
Mm-hmm.
Things to ask for mm-hmm. ladies that they've decided they're going through. And I did notice on the website, you know, if you're going to go through with it, with an abortion, there are some things you really need to be made aware of.
Absolutely.
And I love that you care enough to share that information to make sure we know harm's coming, but
we want to educate.
Yeah, we want. Yes, exactly. We
yes.
want to educate. So pregnancy testing is available. One of my favorite things, you know what it is, Paula, is the ultrasounds.
Yes.
They bat over 800.
Yeah.
On, you know, if you're talking baseball stats, 86% of the ladies who get an ultrasound, who've they've made a decision they're going to get an abortion after an ultrasound, they change their mind.
Yeah, so statistically 80% of the time when they see an ultrasound, they will choose life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it's huge. Powerful.
It's huge. And thanks to gifts from people like our listeners, people who are listening, people who are aware of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, the various services and equipment is available, and you can find out how you can support them financially on something like this by going to CareNetABQ.com. All right, STI testing.
Mm-hmm.
Why, in general, we know, I mean, why it's important, but if someone is deciding they're going to go through with an abortion, I mean, how important is it for them to know this?
Well, even beyond having an abortion, STI testing is important, especially if they are engaging in sexual activities outside of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that's important, like Paula mentioned, is we give them information. We want them to be empowered,
yes,
well-informed and empowered choices. And so if they come in and they need STI testing, the issue behind that we're wanting to address is their health. because long-term effect of sexually transmitted infections can detrimentally affect them in the future. So that's really important to be able to provide that for them.
And something I kind of left out that's super important, these services we've mentioned so far
are free and confidential.
Yeah. So for those listening, they're like, you can. Mm-hmm. You can go. Not only can you get the services, you're going to get loved. And I so much appreciate the ministry, really, that's done at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. We move on to something we've already kind of talked about is education. There are more than just, you know, handing out something and here, go read this, or look online and read this. There are classes what kind of classes are available?
So we have an Earn While You Learn program for men and women. So remember, we don't want to forget the men because men are also impacted by pregnancy, unintended pregnancy. But if they choose to move forward and raise their child, both a female and male have the opportunity to participate in educational programs. Those programs give them information on how to be good fathers, good mothers, development of their child in the womb, development in their child as a toddler, etc., even Bible studies if they so choose. We currently are part of a grant called Dr. Dad through CareNet National that we won for this year. And so we actually have a program called Dr. Dad, and our men are able to go through this and learn how to be good dads when their kids are sick, when their kids are healthy, when their kids are in sports, how to serve her when she's pregnant. That's a novel idea. I mean, she's carrying two, or she's carrying herself and the baby. Sometimes, and I know our men love to try to help and fix and do all those things. And Dr. Dad really helps them see how they can be an integral, positive part of her pregnancy.
Now, I don't know if you'll consider this something good I did for my wife when she was pregnant, but it's a story we tell. And I forget which baby it was, but, you know, she had cravings. And she wanted me to run out and get a dessert. I, what do you want? You know, you know, the answer the guys get is, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Whatever you want.
Yeah, it does.
It's just the same as saying sure.
It's a test. It's so a test. So anyway, I went probably to 5 different places that had 5 different things that I knew she liked. And came back with basically a dessert platter. You know, I don't know if you teach that in the class.
Oh, you brought her the whole charcuterie board of dessert is what she did.
Yes,
oh,
I did.
Oh, well, you get a gold star.
Yeah, well.
They're great parents. they make a great team.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, thank God for my wife. At any rate, education is available. It's one of the services. This is part of all of it is done in love.
Yeah.
But one of the services, too, is after abortion care.
That's right.
Because we know in spite of being available and being able to give all the information to people, sometimes people make the choice to have an abortion. After that, there's a place for them to go for care.
Right.
What kind of care?
Well, real quickly, not to backtrack, but I have to because I want to mention on the education part of that. That is really awesome is if they go through the education program, it makes them eligible for diapers and wipes. And we know the economy we're living in.
That's
and
the
we
earn.
Know it, yeah, earn while you learn.
Earn while you learn.
So we want to help families in this financial time, but it also opens up the opportunity to shop our baby boutiques.
Okay. And where do those baby boutique items come from? Well, people that go shopping at the big box place, where you can get the big, big boxes of stuff. You know, when you go to get your stuff, you can buy a big, big box at the big box.
Diapers and wipes.
Right.
And baby clothes.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bottles.
On and on.
Yeah. You don't have any littles in your family? We have littles in our community. You can shop for them anytime you want and bring those items to the centers and we'll use them. But I do want to get onto the abortion care because that is important. We do provide some after abortive care, which many women need sometimes right away, sometimes down the road. That is an important part of restoration, and God does call us to restore ourselves unto Him, and that's what we want to do as well. Ultimately, we give her empowered choices, but the choice is hers. And if she chooses an abortion, either way she goes, it's a big decision.
Yeah.
To raise children is hard, and to also terminate a pregnancy is hard, and they're both lifelong lived decisions, and so we're here for them on both sides.
And it's yeah, right, it's hard, but it's something you don't need to walk through alone.
That's correct.
We do need to get to a break. We still need to talk about some of the things coming up later in the year. Freedom Celebration, what to expect when you go out there and look for CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. I did want to mention this. So this is what I learned. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that there was a reversal option.
Yes.
For people who've gone through the first part of the abortion pill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was new to me. Has that been around?
It has.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So there's a few pregnancy centers in the state of New Mexico that are part of offering the abortion pill reversal. And it's very time sensitive. She's got about 48 hours after she takes the first pill. And most of the time that's when they regret the decision that they've made. And then we get a call and guide her through and give her a high dosage of progesterone, which is natural. We as women produce progesterone. Mm-hmm. And so
I had read this is the use of that medically has been 50 years at least.
Yes. Yeah. So it's basically putting progesterone back into her body so baby can survive the chemical abortion pill.
Right. And all the information about that, by the way, I found it at carenetabq.com. And then on the top of the page, right next to services, you see options. And under options, it says abortion safety checklist and abortion information topics.
Yes.
You'll find it in there. And I got educated today on your site.
That's wonderful. See? That's good to hear.
Well, I'm trying. I'm working on it. All right. We're in studio with the Gonzalez twins from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Still more information to come, including we'll talk about the walk, we'll talk about Freedom Celebration, and more coming up after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right. You wonder what happens in studio. We're not talking about CareNet. Before we went back on the air, we got to karaoke.
Yeah, that's right.
And roller skating.
Oh, I love karaoke and roller skating.
Yeah. At any rate, we've spent some time talking about the various services available at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. CareNetABQ.com. You'll find most of all the information there. Started the show talking about Love Week, and a lot of the staff, or some of the staff from Calvary Church. I mean, there's like
volunteers that signed up for Love Week, and that
they're over there painting the new facilities.
Yes, facilities.
Quite a little group of people, and they're workers too. Man. What a blessing!
But the new now moving from Candelaria and Eubank, the admin offices now are up on Paseo del Norte near General Mills, and the new
current center will be relocated there.
That's right. The current center will be relocated, moving in there in fall.
Yes, late fall.
All right. Now, I teased it when we went to the break. We have some things coming up on the calendar. Let's start with the nearest event being Freedom Celebration, which, of course, is at Balloon Fiesta Park this Saturday. It's a free event, which, you guys are used to free things.
Praise the Lord.
Right? Mm-hmm. And free parking.
That's big.
We're going to learn about, hear more about, be encouraged about our freedom in Christ.
Amen.
So there'll be lots of great music at the event. The Calvary worship team will be out there. Sarah Reeves, Andy Mineo, and Crowder. Obviously a great message from Skip Heitzig. I love hearing, I can't tell you how many Freedom Celebration or, Independence Day messages I've heard from Skip. And he just, I don't sit there and go, I've heard this. He's always got a new way to share truth, and I just so much appreciate it. Of course, after that, the ooh, ah, and ohs of the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Right? What's your favorite firework?
Oh, gosh. A colorful firework.
I like the ones that go up and then they become a bunch of little things that kind of sparkle and crackle.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I like the giant chrysanthemums.
Oh, okay.
Those are my favorite, but the finale's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I don't even know names of fireworks.
You just make them up. The Spitfire one.
I like the ones that blow up in the air and make all these colors.
Yeah. Well, you will be there, and God willing, you know, weather permitting.
Yes.
We're going to get a great fireworks show after all that other great stuff, including food trucks and I'll get the name of it, but the guys on the motorcycles are going to be out there. The kind of like stunt motorcycle stuff going on. Extreme sports demo from riders from Nitro Circus.
Oh, Nitro Circus. I would say the Evel Knievel minis.
No, there'll be a kids zone and, of course, food trucks and a lot of great opportunity to catch up with people, you know, at an event like that.
Fellowship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. However, I don't know if Nate stole it from someone, but I always steal it from him. Invite everyone.
That's right.
And bring someone.
Yeah, super important to do that. Okay, so you guys are going to be out there.
Yes.
What kind of setup do you got going?
Oh, I'm so excited. Well, we're so excited because we're going to have our medical mobile unit there. So we'll be able to show people inside of the medical mobile unit. We'll have a table. We do have a little special gift for the first 500 people that show up and come to our table and ask us a little bit about information. Mm-hmm. And we just want to be out there, and we're so grateful to, you know, for Freedom Celebration being held, because it gives us an opportunity to educate people in the community about the services that CareNet offers.
All right. Have you guys been at Freedom Celebration before?
As the CareNet?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
But physically, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
I really like the opportunity to be able to also be visible to the church, because it is a highly church-attended function.
Yeah.
What's really nice about that is our churches need to know CareNet, because they have family. They have friends and neighbors and people who are impacted by unintended pregnancy.
Yeah.
And having that word out there so that they can be the voice that says, have you gone to CareNet? Have you taken your daughter to CareNet?
Yeah.
Have you had a pregnancy test? It's free and confidential. Those are really all the words that they really need to know. And as they get to know us as an organization and the church knows more, the more we can reach the community that needs these services.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I really like about Virginia, I kid you not, even before I said it, Virginia real. She's real.
I'm yes, real.
Real, so
what
funny.
Is the question?
No, but here's what I was getting at. You mentioned it being... You know, it does attract the church community. Now, hopefully the church community is bringing the unchurched with them. However, the truth is, the people who are familiar with Andy Mineo and Crowder and Sarah Reeves are mostly church. However, what you said about they have friends and family, unintended pregnancies happen in the church.
Yes.
Amen.
This is a great way to find support when you find yourself in that situation. Find the love of Christ. Find brothers and sisters that get where you are, and you're not going to find judgment there. You're gonna find assistance.
That's right.
So I appreciate you bringing that up, because very true.
Call me Virginia Real.
You like that?
I do.
Was that a first?
That was a first.
Oh,
I
nice.
Think I'm going to make it my stage name.
Virginia
that's,
Real.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Okay. Did you both do it in PE, Virginia Real?
No.
It's a square dance. No?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'd be about me. That's my speed. Okay. I just threw
I'm
60.
Look it up.
You didn't even know how cool that was that I made that up. Okay. Anyway.
We'll come prepared next time, Steve.
Something else on the calendar. August 12th.
Yes.
Happy anniversary. Aww. And my dad's in heaven, but mom and dad's anniversary, so it'll be easy for me to remember.
Wow.
The Walk for Life.
Yes. We're, you know, celebrating the 40th anniversary of CareNet, and so this is going to be one location for all the centers.
Okay.
And we're going to have 40th
of Albuquerque or nationwide?
In Albuquerque.
Okay, wow.
Yes. So Karen at Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque's 40th anniversary. Okay. And so we will be having the walk August 12th at Hoffmantown. We'll walk around the academy. We're going to have bouncies, face painting, food trucks, a car show. Come bring your family. You can gather a team together, and it's the walk for life. We want to promote life. We want people to know that life is valuable.
Yeah.
And so bring, it's a family friendly event. And
can you run if you want?
Yes, sure. You can.
Can you roll if you want?
Sure.
Okay.
You can
you
shuffle,
can even have
you can
somebody
skip.
Push you up the hill if you wanted to.
I know. Whenever I do that walk, I always like to do the uphill first.
Oh, yes.
Try to end on
get
a down.
Get that out of the way.
Try to end on a downhill, man. But no, it's yeah. it's a is it a, it's a 5K. Around
no, it's not. No, it's like 3.1 miles
yeah,
around.
Which is around a 5K.
Is that a 5K?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, see, that's how much I know.
Yeah, we're American standard.
And why
here.
God chooses the foolish right, things yeah. of this
yeah.
world.
Okay, so if someone, oh yeah, I want to make sure I don't miss the Walk for Life this year. I'm assuming it's probably not on the website yet.
If you go to partner with us and you go to the event section,
there you go.
There should be, say
40th, 40 years no. excellence.
Yep.
No, we don't have it up yet.
But
we just received yeah. our save the date.
You
cards.
Heard it here first.
That's right.
We got the scoop on it. And August 12th.
Yes. Right. August 12th. Please bring your family, your friends. Walk together. We have we want to create a fun family friend Saturday morning event. So come join us.
All right. And if someone has questions about it, obviously.
This is one of our fundraisers for the year. Okay. So we have three big fundraisers for the year because CareNet operates 100% off of donors. Truly,
there's a good reason for that.
There is a good reason absolutely. For that. So mm-hmm. we, this is one of our fundraisers, but we want to make it fun for the family. And we could not do it without the support of our community, our donors. It truly is such a blessing and humbling to see.
And I want to make sure that the listener knows too, because you mentioned it, but I don't want them to miss this, because in times past, they've been at the different locations.
Correct.
As far as the walk. This is an all-inclusive.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, Edgewood, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, South Valley, Medical Unit, Middle
yes.
of the mobile Unit at Hoffmantown on
correct.
August 12th. However, don't wait until August 12th. You
no.
need to watch for the information at CareNetABQ.com to sign up to register.
That's
yes.
right.
So you can actually go on our website and sign up for our newsletter. It's so easy. And we send out periodic information. We don't send an email a day. We don't even send out an email a week. We send out periodic emails that are important for our community to know information of just walking through that journey with CareNet. So we will be sending out some information.
Mm-hmm. We got just a couple minutes. Let's talk about volunteers.
Yes. Thank you. I just started a class this week. Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I got two gals and a fella. So I've got a fatherhood coach and I got two potential client advocates that are going through Compassion, Hope, and Help training. So we are always looking for those that are, their hearts are stirred for life and who are willing to commit, because it is a commitment to serve. We ask a minimum of 3 hours, 4 hours, as often as they can. And it's just really, we are so appreciative of our volunteer staff, because we are nonprofit. And because of that, we really, truly rely on the goodness of God's people to not only support financially the ministry, but in monetary time of their gifts and talents.
Well, and we were kind of on the whole get involved through volunteering. Remember also, you can go there to look for job opportunities.
Yes, that's
registered
right.
Registered nurses, physician assistant, nurse practitioner, licensed registered diagnostic medical sonographer.
Yes.
Yes.
And is that for the
medical mobile unit?
Yeah.
No.
No, we need sonographers for all locations. Okay. So, but we're in need of registered nurses right now.
And an MD. Yes. If you're an MD. The other thing, we talked about connecting with the Christian community. Mm-hmm. Church liaisons.
Yes.
They're looking for people that can assist with that.
Sure.
And that is a great way to make sure the Christian community is dialed into what CareNet is doing. Okay,
because it's a beautiful thing, Steve, real quick, because if they're a liaison, then they can plug us into a church, and if there's a need a center has, yeah, we can reach out to that liaison. The church can mobilize and do a fundraiser or do a kind of on the spot kind of thing and cover diapers or something.
It's
that
just
we
being
need.
Effective.
That's right.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Okay. If someone wants to find out more, of course, we've mentioned the website. It's carenetabq.com. I'm going to give the Albuquerque location phone number. Although if you go to the website, all the locations phone numbers are there. 505-880-0882. And I think with that, we'll see you at Freedom Celebration. Well, I won't. I'm going to be
Saturday.
In studio here.
Oh, nice.
Because we're going to do some stuff from here.
Come and visit us, please.
Very good. All right.
Thank
you for joining us. And thanks for tuning in every weekday afternoon, 1 o'clock. Look for the archives of ABQ Connect at abqconnect.online. Join us tomorrow at 1.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.